Track 4, Adolescence. On the last track, we discussed FAS in the early stages of life and the most effective familial structures for them. The three stages we examined on that track included infancy, toddlers and preschool years, and school-age years. On this track, we will examine three aspects of adolescence with FAS. These three aspects of adolescence with FAS include difficulties, independence with structure, and help for parents. The first aspect of adolescence with FAS is difficulties. The adolescent years, I have found, can be the most difficult for clients with FAS and their families. During these years, families are faced with the recognition that their son or daughter is not fitting the expected pattern of development and is not catching up. Such factors as parental panic and confusion, peer group pressure, decreased interest in school as success diminishes, and normally developed adolescent sexuality can destabilize whatever equilibrium that was developed in childhood. Teenagers with FAS will face increased failure and less satisfaction in academic classes, more social isolation as peer interactions are dominated by cliques, uncertainty or unrealistic expectations, and a looming sense of low self-esteem and depression. Evan, age 16, expressed a great deal of frustration after his first 2 years of high school. Evan stated, "I can't do anything right. When I answer a question wrong, the other people laugh at me, and I'm a freak. They like to make fun of me, even though I'm a very nice person who doesn't do anything mean to them." Evan, who had been adopted by Chris and Pam at the age of 6, had made remarkable improvements during his childhood years. However, the peer pressure accompanying high school made his life at school difficult, while his life at home remained supportive, yet confusing. Pam stated, "I don't know how to help him. We love him so much, and we want him to make friends, but teenagers are cruel." I stated to Pam, "Evan needs to be reassured of his ability to succeed. At this time, he cannot seem to keep up with his work or understand the complex tasks." I suggested that Pam and Chris hire a specialized tutor, one trained in working with FAS teens, to help Evan with his schoolwork. An FAS-educated tutor knows how to break down assignments to attainable tasks that can improve the client's self-esteem. Think of your Evan. What difficulties does he or she face in the adolescent world? The second aspect of adolescence with FAS is balancing independence with structure. Families who can allow some appropriate sense of autonomy, growth, and increased responsibility within the family context have a greater chance of monitoring and guiding his or her behavior without massive power struggles. Families of adolescents diagnosed with FAS need to search creatively for alternative paths to maturity other than total freedom, full independence, and complete lack of supervision. Adolescents with FAS may attract peer groups of an unpredictable and problematic nature. Peer groups who engage in drug use, promiscuity, and who fail to respect each other's needs can cause a regression in the progress of the FAS client. Jared, age 17, had begun to spend most of his time with a questionable group of peers. Capitalizing on Jared's loyalty and enthusiasm for being accepted, they asked Jared to perform various acts of vandalism and theft. When caught, Jared's friends denied having ever known him. I asked Jared why he felt that he had to be friends with this particular group of teenagers. He stated, "They let me do what I want. I may get in trouble because of them, but at least they treat me like an equal. I don't get any respect at home. My parents won't even let me drive the car." I realized that Jared's delinquency was an indirect result of his parents' denial of independence. I spoke with Jared's parents, Linda and Wallace, stating, "Because Jared does not feel respected at home, he will go out to seek that respect elsewhere. By keeping him too structuralized, you are denying him the right to develop properly. It is crucial that you increase his responsibility level, yet keep him in an environment of control and relative predictability." After discussion, Linda and Wallace decided to allow Jared to use the car as long as he was with a licensed driver. Also, they allowed him the opportunity to take on menial jobs around the neighborhood, such as mowing lawns and trimming hedges. Think of your Jared. How could his or her parents balance independence with structure? In addition to difficulties and independence with structure, the third aspect of adolescence with FAS is help for parents. In my experience, I have found that parents of adolescents with FAS are much more essential than clients without it. Although some mental health professionals prefer to end interaction with parents after the FAS client has reached adolescence, I believe that effective solutions generally focus on adolescent development that does not sever family ties. Families will remain a supportive structure for the FAS client, even after he or she has moved out of the house. To help parents through the most difficult of the FAS years, I arrange a support group for the parents of FAS teens. These groups focus on relevant issues, and the group learns from the personal experiences of others. Although the situations are almost never exactly the same, I have found that parents gain needed confidence and aid from these support groups. Stanley and Doreen were having difficulty raising their 17-year-old daughter, Jill. Doreen stated, "Sometimes I think that we're all alone in our trouble, that no one else has this much trouble helping their child." I stated to Doreen, "Even parents without FAS teens find the adolescent years the most difficult. No one is ever alone in their struggles, and I'm sure that if you looked hard enough, you can find more parents just like yourselves." I suggested that Stanley and Doreen join a support group for parents with teens diagnosed with FAS. The next week, Doreen stated, "What a difference that made! I found people sympathetic to our problem, who made helpful suggestions. Instead of saying that we need to punish Jill more, they actually gave us ideas to help her, not discourage her." Think of your Stanley and Doreen. Would a support group help them through these difficult adolescent years? On this track, we discuss three aspects of adolescence with FAS. These three aspects of adolescence with FAS included difficulties, independence with structure, and help for parents. On the next track, we will examine three aspects of clients diagnosed with FAS as they enter adulthood. These three aspects of adult FAS clients include financial affairs, social skills, and depression. Question 4. What are three aspects of adolescence with FAS?